7:44 and a Friday morning hello to our good friend Tim Dorsey at Excess Warehouse. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again. And you know, if Tim is in, the truckloads have been a-coming. So are we stand out there at Excess Warehouse, Tim?
Well, in the last week, I've got three new truckloads in, and we got tons of new arrivals with all those truckloads. And so there's tons of new stuff to come look at this weekend, so we hope people come out and check us out.
All right. What kinds of tons of new stuff maybe we talking about here, Tim?
Well, the first thing we've been doing, and this is a little different from the last time I talked to you, is we started handling scratch and dent appliances, which are appliances I'm getting from LG factory, and there's stuff that's been knocked around in the warehouse, got scratched up a little bit, dented a lot of it. Some of it's really hard to find the dents on it. So they're really good, high-quality appliances. They've all come with a one-year warranty, and you can even extend the warranty out 4 years. So.
Wow. So, and what about furniture?
Well, we got a lot of furniture. I just got a new furniture truck in this week as well. And we got tons of furniture. We got sectional sofas, chairs, recliners, dining sets. You name it, we've got it in the furniture category.
All right. So Excess Warehouse stocked and loaded and getting more loaded as we speak. What about Amazon? They've had anything out there lately?
Yesterday morning, we unloaded a new Amazon truck. And, man, there's a lot of stuff there. It's going to take us a little while this weekend to get a whole lot of it out, but we'll start getting all that stuff out this weekend.
All right, that's Excess Warehouse, 801 West 6th with Tim Dorsey here. So how do you price it out there at Excess Warehouse, Tim?
Well, at Excess Warehouse, we price everything at wholesale or below, and then you take at least 20% off at the register.
And I know you're busy on Facebook still, aren't you?
We sure are. We answer questions on Facebook for people every day. So if you have got a question, follow us on Facebook and then ask us on direct message, and we'll try to get you an answer.
Yeah, and what are your hours out there, Tim?
Our hours are Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 6, and Sunday from 1 to 5.
And we do want to take a moment and thank you for your kayak donation to the United Way auction here on KBOE this week. That was sweet.
Oh, good, yeah. We donated an inflatable kayak, and hopefully somebody can get some good use out of that.
Yeah, good stuff. Tim, good to talk to you.
Hey, you bet. Thank you, Ron.
All right, Tim Dorsey, Excess Warehouse, 801 West 6th. Always find something new out there, and in fact, the truckloads have been coming in en force at Excess Warehouse, 801 West 6th. It is 7:47, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Becky Nirenberg of the Emporia Community Foundation. Becky, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing great. How are you?
Always good to talk to you. I am fine. Thank you very much. So, you're down to your last day or so, right?
Well, this is my official last day as executive director, and then next week I will be a trainer, and Linda Karras Schmidt will be starting next Monday, and she will be the executive director of the Community Foundation on Monday, and I'll be there until the 29th of March, helping Linda with showing her what I've done and what she can improve on, and we're going to have a meet and greet for the public on March 21st from 1 until 6, where they're welcome to stop in ahead of that or after that, but we'll be having food.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll be having food on March 21st, and we'll be putting that out on social media and inviting people to that, too. So,
well, what a treat.
We're excited. We're excited to have Linda come in.
Yeah, what a treat to be able to have you on here on your final day. And thank you, Becky, for all that you have done for the Emporia Community Foundation and so many nonprofits and funders that have done so well through the foundation. Thanks for all you've done. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I mean that sincerely. I've had a number of positions over the years, and this has by far been my favorite, working here in Emporia with the great people in our communities in Emporia and Lyon County and the six counties surrounding Lyon County. It's it's just really been a true honor for me to have this position.
Well, I'll tell you what, and one of the big Emporia Community Foundation events of the year, and it is match day, and it has morphed into a huge event. And that's the reason Becky is here this morning, is to announce that applications will be available soon, right?
That's right. This is our 11th annual match day, and it started out, I think they raised around $65,000 the first year that it was held, and there's, I think, 15 groups, and it has just grown and evolved and turned into an event that is celebrated. We had donations from all the counties last year except from Coffee County that we serve. Or not donations, organizations, I should say, are participating organizations from all of our counties except for Coffee County. And we had 35 organizations last year, and we raised, let me see on my notes here, we also had people that could donate to the ECF Fund for the Future, and total we raised $667,733.74, and that was over 1,400 donors. And we had donors even from outside of the United States donating last year. And we're going to do it again this year, Ron.
Indeed. And I mean, seriously, when does the application window officially fly open here for those nonprofits interested in being part of this?
We will be putting it up on our website, on our Match Day website, on social media, and we'll have the applications available in our office starting at noon on Monday. And people can go ahead and pick them up, fill them out online. They will be a fillable PDF, so they don't have to print them off. They can go ahead and fill them out on their computer and email them to us. The requirements is that they must be located in one of the counties that we serve, and we serve Lyon County and all of the surrounding counties around Lyon County. They have to have an operating budget of $175,000 or less, and they must submit a budget this year. And if like a lot of really small organizations, if they don't have a quote-unquote budget, they can come in and we can help them figure out what their expenses are and things like that. And then they also must have a fund with the Emporia Community Foundation. What we found over the years is once an organization starts a fund with the foundation, we require that they have to have, by the end of 3 years, $10,000 in the fund. But what we found is so many of these groups take off then, and they're able to raise much, much more and have much more in the fund. And if they have a rainy day or if they've got a project going, that money's available to them. So we will start accepting applications. We'll have them available at noon on Monday, March 4th. And then they have until 5 p.m. on Friday, March 29th, the last day for me, they can go ahead and bring them in or email them to us. We also have a drop box in the alley where our main entrance is. There's also a drop box, and we can drop them off there.
All right, so the window opens at noon on Monday, and we'll close Friday, March the 29th, no later than 5 p.m. So last year, what, 35 organizations? Do you anticipate that kind of number again, Becky?
You know, it's a committee, Ron.
Yeah.
I've learned over the years working with nonprofits, I can go into a meeting thinking, this is a slam dunk and it's a committee or a board, and I come out going, what happened here? We've had traditionally 25 organizations, and last year we had 42 applications. And our committee sat down, and they went through, and they knocked off seven right off the bat because of disqualifications or whatever. And they came down to the 35, and they said, we can't decide who to take out of here. So they went with all 35. So it's a committee, and it's chaired by Ruth Wheeler. She does such an excellent job. And so she leads it, and they discuss every single one of the applications and the merits and how these organizations impact our communities. And what's really interesting is we have organizations in there, everything from Pink Gravel, which is for breast cancer people, to help people out who have breast cancer, to Team Schnack, to historic places like Arvonia and Pioneer Bluffs and the Latimer Church. We have just a really, really wide range of organizations that people can donate to.
Well, and you will meet and hear from all of those selected, as is the norm right here on KVOA. We'll let you know who they are and what they do.
And on May 13th, we're going to be broadcasting it live, right?
Yes, indeed we will.
That's right.
Yes, and announcing them. So, and you guys, we need to thank you. Man, that is just, last year when we announced how much each of the checks were, one of our investors had flown in somebody from Chicago that works with nonprofits. And I went up to her afterwards and I said, not too bad for a small town, is it? And she said, this isn't too bad for a big town. She said, oh my gosh, she says, I'm just blown away. She said, she was just really, really impressed with the way these organizations work so hard to earn this money.
Well, it's a wonderful event, Match Day, and the application window opens on Monday at noon. Becky, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chuck.
Yes, indeed. Becky Nirenberg. Yeah, last full day today.
Helping out with Linda Kara Schmidt, who was announced her just a few weeks ago as the incoming Community Foundation Director. And boy, that is going to be, I think, a great handoff and a really good choice here for the Community Foundation going forward.
All right. KVOE Live in Local 754, 36 degrees. Good morning.
You rely on your equipment to work hard for you. So when it's down, you're losing time and money.